So what we're going to do on this slide here is we're going to take the variables that we have and try to find the proper kinematic equation to use to solve for our unknown variable. So in this case, we're trying to solve for the time it takes for the biker to hit the ground. And using the information we compiled in the table earlier in the slideshow and any assumptions we can make for projectile motion problems, we'll use the equation you see at the top of the slide here to solve for the time it takes. Now you can see that the distance we plugged in is the vertical distance, so we know that the cliff is 15 meters high, so we're plugging that in for its displacement in the y direction, and we know that the acceleration in the vertical direction is always the constant 9.8 meters per second squared. So using those two values, we can simplify this equation enough to isolate the variable for time and solve for that variable. And we can see once we go through the calculations that it takes 1.8 seconds for the biker to hit the ground.